旋律响起，让我们敞开我们的心，在你的面前得着那属天的安息。让我们从你领受各样属天的祝福，祈求你临在我们当中，祈求你聆听我们向你倾心吐意，让我们敞开自己全然向你。
想起我的心全然向你，当圣灵的恩膏满溢，我的灵不再封闭，
赞美的清泉如春雨。
Oh,
我开口向你赞美称谢，
我要开口向你赞美称谢，永永远远赞美不停，永永远远称谢不已，我要心甘向你献上自己，一生一世献上自己，一生一世交付。
亲爱的朋友弟兄姊妹们，你们好，这里是大卫弟兄，欢迎你们再次收听复兴之声节目。在今天节目里，我们继续播放爱德华米勒牧师一系列讲到圣灵的信息，今天的题目是他使我想起
John 14
约翰福音十四章
and verse 26
二十六节，约翰福音十四章二十六节。
You may read it.
约翰福音十四章二十六节，但保惠师就是父因我的名所要差来的圣灵，他要将一切的事指教你们，并且要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。
Those are lovely testimonies. You can stop here.
刚才有一些很美的见证。
It is good to speak out.
讲出来是好的。
Good to give our testimonies.
讲我们的见证是好的。
It's good to listen to them.
听见证是好的。
I read here that one of the works of the Holy Spirit.
我在这里读到圣灵的工作之一。
Is to bring to our remembrance.
就是要让我们想起来。
The things that God has said unto you.
神跟你们说过的话。
You know, memory only works in the past.
你知道记忆只会在过去的地方做工。
It does not work in the future.
不会在未来的时候做工。
And memory does two things. One is it stores things.
记忆做两件事情，一个是把事情给储藏起来。
Stores information.
把一些讯息储藏起来。
But then it has another part in which we can recall it.
然后还有另外一部分，就是我们能够把它重新的叫出来回想。
When we say our memory is poor, what we mean is our ability to recall is poor.
当我们说我们的记忆力差
lower this just a little bit.
意思就是其实是我们回想的能力差。
And that's the part this week.
这是弱的部分。
But that is a great blessing because otherwise our mind would be terribly cluttered with things we're remembering.
但是这是一个很大的祝福，不然的话，我们的脑袋里就会充满了各种各样我们记得的事情。
And I don't know about you, but there's a lot of things I want to forget.
我不晓得你们怎么样，但是有很多事情我想要忘掉。
I don't want to remember them anymore.
我不想要再记得那些事情了。
So our ability to recall is limited.
所以我们回想的能力受到限制。
And that's why the Holy Spirit, one of His works is to help us.
这就是圣灵的工作之一，要来帮助我们。
But there's one thing that our memory cannot do and the ability to recall cannot do.
但是有一件事情是我们的记忆还有我们回想的能力所做不到的。
And that's if the things we want to recall were never put there in the first place.
就是我们想要记得的东西从来就没有放在我们的记忆当中。
Someone says to you, "Do you remember when you were there in Seattle?"
有人跟你说，哦，你记不记得你以前在西雅图的时候？
No,
你说没有，我不记得。
Well, just last year you were there in Seattle. Remember?
就是去年你才在西雅图那边，你记不记得
？No, I don't. I remember being here in Atlanta last year.
我不记得，我记得我去年是在亚特兰大。
In other words, nothing was ever put into my memory.
换句话说，没有任何东西放到了我的记忆里面。
I wasn't there.
我不在那里。
And if it hasn't been put in,
若那个记忆没有放进去的话
I cannot take it out.
我就没有办法把它拿出来。
And so, it is good to store things in our memory, to get it into our memory.
所以把一些东西储存到我们的记忆，放到我们的记忆里面，这是好的。
Because The Holy Spirit is not going to recall a lot of things to you.
But he's
going to recall the things that he has spoken to us.
And
remember that God speaks in many ways.
There are
things you can remember all your life.
你一生都会记得。
Ever since it happened.
从那个事情发生之后。
Because it made such an impression upon you.
因为呢，在你里面造成很深的印象。
I remember one night walking out of our church.
我记得有一天晚上从我们教会走出来。
And just across the street.
就在对街。
Diagonally.
是成对角线的。
Was a hotel burning up. On top of the whole hotel.
有一整栋旅馆着火了。
And people were escaping, and it was a tremendous excitement.
人们在逃命，很多人都非常的兴奋。
I can remember many details about that.
我能够记得那当中很多的细节。
But I was only 6 years old.
但是我那时候只有六岁。
You see, it depends how deep an impression it makes.
要看那个东西对你造成的印象有多深。
It depends on how much you were concentrated.
要看你的注意力集中了多少。
How much you were interested.
你对那东西感兴趣多少。
How much you valued your experience.
你对你的经验有多么看重。
I presume every wife or every husband, even if it was 50 years ago,
我想每个做妻子或是做丈夫的，即使是五十年前的事情，
Can remember the day he asked her to marry him.
都能够记得他跟他求婚的那一天。
Oh, it might have not been something that they published in the newspaper.
那或许是不一定是他们在报纸上有登出来的。
And I don't think it that rocket sprang up into the air.
我也不想说那个时候也不会有石头就冲到了天上去了。
But there was so intense an interest.
但是他们的兴趣是那么的强烈。
And so much of life was involved.
有太多的生命牵涉在其中。
That you can remember until you die.
你能够记得直到你死。
All the details.
所有的细节都记得。
And many things you can remember in life.
在人生中有很多事情你都记得。
But they're only the things that made a deep impression.
但是你只会记得那些让你印象深刻的事情。
You can also...At least I can. I can't tell you what I ate yesterday.
我可以告诉你我昨天吃什么。
Not thinking a minute, I don't think I could tell you what I ate this morning.
我也不用想，我就能告诉你我今天早上吃什么。
And please don't ask me what somebody wore to church.
不要，请你不要问我说别人在教会里穿什么。
I could not tell you if it was just this afternoon.
即使是今天下午的事情，我也没有办法告诉你。
It is where your interest lies.
重要的是在于你感兴趣的是什么事情。
And we remember the things that interest us.
我们只会记得那些我们感兴趣的事。
And if they are enough interest, then we can remember them well and for a long time.
如果我们的兴趣够的话，我们能够记得很清楚，而且记得很久。
I remember when I was first learning to drive.
我记得当我刚开始学开车的时候。
I drove the pastor's car, drove his children home.
我开牧师的车子，把他的孩子们载回家。
From church.
从教会再回家。
As I left the church, you should not be careful. The brakes are out.
当我离开教会的时候，他说你要小心，刹车失灵了。
So I tried to be very careful.
所以我就试着非常小心。
But a man tried to race me to the intersection.
但是在十字路口的时候，有一个人他试着要超我的车。
He didn't know I had no brakes.
他不晓得我没有刹车。
So I ran right into the middle of him and tipped his car over.
所以我就撞到了他，把他的车子就翻过去了。
Fortunately, no one was hurt.
幸好没有人受伤。
But the pastor had to walk to church for the next 6 months.
但是接下来六个月，牧师都必须走路到教会去了。
Now that was a long time ago.
那是很久以前的事情。
But I can very well remember it.
但是我记得很清楚。
That's how our memory works.
这就是我们记忆力运作的方式。
And.The more interest, the more, shall I say, importance we give to the things that God speaks to us,
我这样说好了，神跟我们说的话，我们认为它越重要的话，
the more easily they are brought to memory.
那么我们就越容易记得。
And so I want to talk a little bit about, well, how does God speak to us?
所以我要稍微跟大家讲一下神怎么样跟我们说话。
Our sister said something very important.
我们姐妹讲了一些话我觉得很重要的。
But when she felt discouraged, it was a hymn.
就是当你
It was a song.
觉得沮丧的时候会有一首歌
Now that'd be especially for her if she majored in music.
然后呢对她来讲是特别的
She'd be especially sensitive in that area.
她或许在那方面特别的敏锐
But it was a song. Incidentally, our song memory is better than our word memory.
而但是那是一首歌顺便要讲就是我们对歌的记忆力比我们对字的记忆力要来得好
Because you see, there's something about songs.
因为歌它有一个特点
I presume you've heard many times in churches, if you've been to churches much, and that is a word, open your heart.
我想如果你常常去教会的话你会很熟悉一句话就是说把你的心打开来。
You've heard that phrase several times, haven't you?
这句话你听过几次对不对把你的心打开来。
Well, how in the world do you open your heart?
你怎么样把心打开来呢
Oh, I know surgeons nowadays do heart surgery.
哦我知道现在他们的会有开心手术。
But I don't think that's what's meant.
但是我不认为这是他的意思。
That's not opening your heart, that's opening your chest.
那个不是开你的心那是开你的胸腔。
And even the surgeons don't do very well if they open your heart.
甚至外科医生如果要开你的心也不是很好做。
You won't get it back together again.
心没有办法又把它给合起来。
How do you open your heart?
你怎么样把心打开来呢
We call a center of our being our heart.
我们称人的中心是心。
It's not the physical organ.
那个不是说是在我们的器官上
But it's the very center of our life.
而是我们生命的中心
It's the deepest part in us we're referring to.
我们讲的是我们这个人最深的部分
And the way we open our hearts is the strangest way.
我们把心打开的方式是非常非常奇怪的
By opening our mouth.
就是要借着开我们的口
Now you say that's not so.
你说不是这样子
Well, when you want to share something very close or very important or very lovely to somebody that's deep in your heart and you rejoice in it or it's very important to you
当你想要跟一个人分享一些很重要的事情、哦、你觉得是很亲近的
How do you do it?
深的事情、哦、你一直把它怀在心里的那你要怎么样去跟那个人分享呢
How do you let somebody else know what's in your heart?
你怎么样让别人知道你心里是什么呢你是怎么样分享的
By talking, don't you?
就是借着谈话对不对
With a close friend
跟好朋友
or a close neighbor or a close relative
或是好邻居好亲戚
and you want to share something lovely with them
你想要跟他们分享一些很美好的事情
or terrible with them
或是分享一些很糟糕的事情
it's very important to you
对你来说很重要的
you go to that friend and you'll share it by talking
你就到那位朋友那边去你就借着讲话来分享
that's how we open our hearts
我们打开心就是这样子的
By sharing words,
就是借着分享话语
that tell what's in there,
告诉我们里面的东西，告诉说出来我们里面是什么东西。
Now singing is a strange, shall I say, peculiarity to man.
我可以说唱歌是人的特长。
We can say words.
我们能够说话。
And we sing those same words.
而我们也唱的同样的话。
Well, why do we do that?
我们为什么这样做呢？
After all, I don't have to exercise my vocal cords and sing it.
我不必操练我的声带来唱啊。
I can say it just well.
我只用说的也一样好。
You go to an opera.
你去听歌剧。
Now, an opera is just a play.
歌剧只是一个戏剧。
But they sing it.
但是他们唱。
Why don't they just say it and be done with it?
他们为什么不说了就好了呢？
Why do they have to go,
他们为什么要这样
Why don't just say it and be done with it, get on with the play?
他们为什么不只要说然后就演一个戏就好了呢
Because singing raises our speech to its highest level.
因为歌唱能够把我们的言语提升到它最高的层次。
We only sing on special occasions. We can talk anytime, but we sing on special occasions.
我们任何时候都能讲话，但是只有在特殊的场合才唱歌。
And it somehow singing adds something to it.
而唱歌又能够使那个事情增添了一些东西。
For instance,
譬如
I went to town this morning and I had a good time.
我今天早上到城里面，我很高兴。
Or
或是
I went to town this morning and I had a beautiful time. Now that changed it, didn't it?
这就改变了它，对不对？
Somehow it changed it, didn't it?
不晓得怎么样就改变了它，对不对？
You see, it puts speech in a higher level.
就把言语放到一个更高的层次。
And the more, more beautiful and the more, how should I say, intensely we sing it, the higher it goes, till it goes to our very highest level.
我们唱得越美越迫切，就它就能够到越高的层次，能够到达最高的层次。
And you watch an opera and sometimes they're singing and they're angry and just so intense and singing.
当你在看歌剧的时候，说他们真的很生气哦，非常的强烈呢。
They could just say it and be done with it.
他们也可以只说这样就好了。
Ah, but it loses its power.
但是如果只是用说的话，
it loses
就失去了它的力量，
its intensity.
失去了那种强度。
It loses its value.
失去了它的价值。
You see what I mean?
知道我的意思吗？
What do you suppose we sing in church for?
那你认为我们在教会为什么要唱歌呢？
That's one way of talking to God.
这是跟神说话的方式之一。
All right, so someone else wrote the words.
好，那歌词是别人写的。
But we can identify with those words and they become very real to us.
但是我们能够跟那些歌词认同，那歌词就对我们来说变得非常真实了。
We borrow the words.
我们借用了词。
But make them our possession.
但是让那个成为我们自己所拥有的。
And saying what we want to say or feel.
就说出我们想要说的或是我们的感受。
Because poetry is between music and speech.
因为诗是在言语跟歌之间的。
It's halfway.
它是在一半的。
And so poetry is a higher level of speaking than in ordinary talking.
所以诗说话的层次比普通的谈话要高。
And so we sing poetry or else scripture.
所以我们就唱诗或者是唱经文。
Choruses or hymns, we call them.
就是我们唱一些短歌或者是诗歌。
In fact, the book of Psalms was all poetry.
事实上诗篇都是诗。
And so we come to church.
所以我们到教会来。
And because so high is God, we do our best to honor him.
因为神这么高，我们就尽我们所能来尊崇他。
And we sing hymns unto God.
我们就向神唱诗歌。
We could just sit there and say the same thing.
我们也可以坐在那里说一样的话。
But wouldn't it be boring if we all came and just read a hymn?
但是如果我们都来只是念过一首诗的话。
Instead of singing it?
念一首诗歌而不是唱出来。
With the music involved?
会不会觉得很
沉闷？ Instruments involved?
啊，如果说没有音乐，没有乐器。
Oh, it'd be a boring church service, wouldn't it?
那样教会的聚会一定很沉闷。
If all they did was just say the hymns?
如果他们只是坐在那里说诗歌而已。
And not only that,
不止如此,
it is richer to us. We prefer music.
歌对我们来说就变得更丰富，我们喜欢有音乐。
And let me stop here just a minute.
我这里先停下来一会儿。
There's all kinds of music.
有各种各样的音乐。
Music is the language of the soul.
音乐是魂的语言。
If my soul loves evil,
如果我的魂是邪恶的,
my music is going to tell you that.
我的音乐会告诉你这一点。
Back in 1936,
差不多在1936年的时候，
Dr. Herbert E. Corey, the most educated man in the world,
世界上有位受到最高教育的博士，
at that time,
是当时受过最高教育。
He had 9 earned doctorates,
他有九个念来的博士学位，
and a lot of honorary degrees,
还有很多荣誉学位。
And they took up a study in the University of Seattle.
他们在西雅图大学做了一个研究。
I was his chauffeur, and he told me about it.
我那个时候是他的司机，他跟我讲。
And they made a two-year study.
他们花了两年的时间研究。
Where did jazz come from?
研究爵士乐是从哪里来的。
In 2 years, they traced it back to Tibet, the temples of Tibet.
他们花了两年的时间追溯到是在西藏的庙里面。
And then they went further.
然后他们又更进一步研究。
They made a study of the waltz.
他们研究华尔兹。
That's soft, sweet music.
那个是很柔和的、很甜美的音乐。
And made further studies.
然后他们又进一步的研究。
But on the jazz study.
但是在研究爵士乐。
They did something else.
他们做了另外一点。
They took a blood test.
他们又用血
of the whole students in that class, all the students in that class.
就是那个班上所有的学生，他们就来血液的测验。
And measured the level of their sexual hormones.
来量他们的性方面的荷尔蒙。
Then they listened, made them listen to the music, this jazz music, for 1 hour.
然后就让他们听。
No words were spoken.
爵士乐，听一小时，没有人说什么话。
And then they took another test.
然后他们又再做一次测验。
And found that.
发现了。
The hormone levels were 25% higher.
发现了他们的荷尔蒙升高了25%。
We respond to music.
我们对音乐会有反应。
Without words.
即使不讲话
It's called the language of the soul.
音乐被称为魂的语言
Certain music will say certain things.
某种音乐就会说出某种东西来
Our modern music, do you know what it says more than anything else? What it speaks?
我们现代音乐，你知道它最主要的说什么吗？就是我们所称的摇滚乐。
It speaks confusion.
这说出来的是混乱。
Just like our modern art speaks confusion.
就像我们的现代艺术，他们所表达的也是混乱。
Because the writers were confused.
因为作者他很混乱。
And we can't write anything, an essay, a story, anything without leaving a little bit of ourselves in it.
因为我们不可能写一些东西或者说一些东西而没有表达出一点自己来。
Paints a little portion of the artist themselves.
凡是画画的人都会把他自己的一部分给画出来。
So much of these modern paintings are just.The poor author is confused.
所以很多这现代的图画都是那些
He tries to make sense out of this and tries to
可怜的作家他们的混乱
He can explain his picture.
他试着要使这个他的画成为有意义的，他试着去解释他的画。
When he's through explaining,
当他解释完了
you'll understand it just as much as you did before.
你的了解就跟你前头一样多。
I went to the exposition in Montreal.
我曾经去蒙特楼看一个展览。
In the large United States building,
在很大的美国馆那边
they had a very, very, very famous large painting hanging in the stairwell because it's too long to hang in an ordinary room.
他们有一幅很有名的图画，然后就挂在那个楼梯那边，因为太大了，没有办法只是挂在房间里面。
It's a very famous painting and worth thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars.
那幅图画非常有名，它的价值很高。
There it hung to show.
它就悬挂在那里展示。
It was full width wider than this room.
它那个幅
three times taller.
画的宽度比这个房间还要宽，是长度是它的三倍。
It was just glistening white all the way down to 3 feet from the bottom.
它就是很亮的白色。哦，从上面一直就三尺这样子一直下来。
Three feet from the bottom, it was blue.
到底上，然后呢，在下面的底下的三尺就是蓝的。
Sticking up over about 2/3 to one side.
那它从一边凸出来，差不多到三分之二的地方。
Was a stovepipe black or an arrow, whichever you want to interpret it?
就是有一个像箭的一样，或者说是像根管子，不管你随便你怎么样诠释好了，是黑色。
And that was all.
就只有这样子。
That was the glorious painting.
那就是很荣耀的图画。
I mean, I've done that on my back barn.
我可以在我的后面的谷仓也可以这样做。
I should have done it on canvas and sold it.
我本来应该把它画在帆布上卖掉的。